This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A U.S. Navy destroyer in the Red Sea has shot down an anti-ship cruise missile launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The attack late on Tuesday targeted the USS Gravely, a guided missile destroyer. The military's central command says the Gravely shot down the missile. A Houthi military spokesman claimed the attack in a statement on Wednesday morning. He called it a victory for the oppression of the Palestinian people and a response to the American-British aggression against our country. Since November, the rebels have repeatedly targeted ships in the Red Sea over Israel's offensive against Hamas in Gaza. The attacks have imperiled shipping in a key global trade route. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Gaza, a desperate situation for more than a million displaced people in overcrowded shelters is being made worse by the weather. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In Gaza City, rain pouring in through holes in a roof, courtesy airstrikes. Tent camps like Jabalia, crowded with refugees, now sloshing through mud. This woman says the rain has drowned us. Everything's wet and cold, and on top of that, little food. But the flow of aid now hindered amid accusations that 12 employees of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees participated in Hamas's October 7th attacks.
UNRWA has provided essential humanitarian assistance.
U.S. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
They've literally saved thousands of lives, and it's unfortunate that this information has raised some doubts about UNRWA.
UNRWA has roughly 13,000 employees in Gaza. I'm Ben Thomas.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow The Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.